There are concerns that the protesters out there are getting too close to one another, aren't wearing masks, and are exposing themselves to the coronavirus. So the question becomes, should all protesters get tested for COVID-19? The answer, many say, is yes, at least according to Dr. George Rutherford, director of the Prevention and Public Health Group at UCSF. Dr. Rutherford, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Talk about what concerns you most about these images you're seeing of the protesters out there.
Well, let's talk about the good things first. First of all, the protests are outside, which is a lot better than being inside. And the second thing is, I at least see a lot of people wearing masks at the Mission Street March, the March in the Mission yesterday. It was estimated that 90% of people had on masks, which is phenomenal. And it's, you know, that's going to cut down the chances of transmission. On the other hand, to the extent that people are in close proximity, like linking arms, as we saw yesterday, or being tear gassed or shot with pepper spray, which we've likely not seen very much of, at least out here, you know, that's, so those are respiratory irritants that cause people to cough, which may include the increase the risk of transmission. So it's a kind of judgment call about whether you should be tested or not following following protests. If you had on masks and everybody around you had on masks and you maintained social distance, then the answer is probably not. If you didn't have on a mask and we're right in the middle of it and we're have people yelling and chanting in your face, then you probably should. It's going to depend exactly on the circumstances.
I want to talk about the larger impact of what could be described as mixed messaging about how safe it is to go outside, how safe it is to be around crowds. Are you concerned about the implications? People see the images of these large crowds, that it's going to erode the public resolve to shelter in place. They're like, there were 10,000 people in the streets. Why can't I go down to the park and play Little League with my son?
Well, they're exercising their First Amendment rights for, you know, what has to be considered a very righteous cause. And I think that it's, you know, it's a different, it's basically a different take on it. I think that people need to exercise their rights. I think that this is the cause for which people need to be heard. And they will, you know, they're going to take a chance to do that. We all understand that. I think you can, you know, if you're going to go down and hit fungo bat flies to your kids in the park, you know, that's a different thing. You know, is that a necessary thing? Probably not. Is this a necessary? Is it going out and protesting a necessary thing? In some people's mind, it is. I think it's, you know, you're right. It is at the razor's edge of a mixed message, but I think we can still differentiate it. What's not we don't want to have happen is what we saw over Memorial Day in large swaths of the country, where there were big crowds indoors and bars and stuff with no masks on. That's truly dangerous. This is going to, you know, as long as people are wearing masks, we may well be able to get away without a big upsurge in cases.
Remind us of the time frame involved in development of COVID-19 symptoms. So in other words, if these protests have been going on for a little over a week now, would you expect to start to see the implications if, in fact, they are spreading coronavirus?
Sure. The median incubation period is 5.2 days. So, yeah, we should be seeing the tick up in cases right now. I look at the data every day. I haven't seen any upticks yet. Maybe we'll see it over the weekend. Maybe we'll never see it at all. I certainly hope so.
Thank you for spending so much time with us. We really appreciate it. Dr. George Rutherford is director of the Prevention and Public Health Group at UCSF.